Talk Back Jackson Sports with Mark Daly here on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. And going to the sports line, we have the Western Panther volleyball coach. We have Kelly Molnix with us. Kelly, hi, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing so well, thank you. Well, it's just so nice to have you here on with us. So great talking about girls volleyball. We're thankful for the opportunity for you making some time for us today.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about the girls. Let's talk about where you guys are in the season. How have things been going for you so far this season?
Great. We played last night. We were at Vandercook Lake last night. We had a try against Vandercook and Lumen Christi. We are currently 6-0.
Nice.
Very pleased with the way my girls have been playing. Still at the beginning of the season, some up, some down, but continuing to work every single day and becoming a better volleyball team.
Outstanding. We talked to a handful of different coaches, and they kind of, a lot of them has marked that as being one of the successes of the season, just to mark improvement from one game to the next. Is that also what you consider a successful season?
Absolutely. You know, every coach wants to win, but I always tell my girls, I'm happy if you play well. Win or lose, if we play well, I feel like we're succeeding.
Yeah, well, 6-0 so far in the season, that does sound like pretty good success, though. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I've been very pleased. You know, all the girls have really stepped up, and even my bench, we were very deep this year. I ended up keeping 14 girls, which is something I said I would never do, but there was no cutoff. A distinct cutoff where I'm like, okay, well, this girl's not good enough to be on the team. There's just 14 amazing players that I am able to coach this year, and I love it.
That's awesome. Let's talk about some of those players. Which are the ones to watch? Which names should we know heading in and continuing through the season here?
Well, I have 5 seniors that are returning. So I have Hillary Griffin, Delaney Cole, Lily Luma, Riley Kubiak, and then we're returning our setter too. Bryn Rogers is returning too, and she's a junior. But my seniors have really stepped up. And last year we weren't as successful as we wanted to be. We finished the season 20-8, which isn't awful. Weren't clicking on all levels like we wanted to last year, so they're really stepping up and wanting to succeed this year.
Well, before we get to talking about the rest of this year and the rest of your campaign, since you brought it up, let's talk about last year, which, all honesty, for teams all across the state, all across the country, last year was a complete and total debacle for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, just share with us the experience, because there's different stories depending on which team we're talking about. Share with us your experience from last year and how different it is this year.
It was very difficult. I feel like I'm a type of coach. I'm very passionate. I'm very into the game, and I just felt very restricted on what we could do as far as team bonding stuff, and also physically in a mask. I really struggled with the mask last year, and it's something so simple that I shouldn't struggle with, but I did. I felt like I couldn't coach with the energy that I have in the past, and I felt like it affected the team a little bit, and I take some of that credit. But it was just very difficult. You know, we started the season outside.
Right.
The last minute we had to scramble to even find nets to throw up outside. And they weren't the best. They sagged in the middle. So we weren't getting the proper reps that I wanted to. And it was an all around struggle.
Yeah. You know, and for 2 years, really, the seniors didn't have not only the season, but the school year that they didn't deserve. It's so nice. You mentioned your seniors earlier, and it's just so nice. They're going to have the season, hopefully. They're going to have the season and really the full year that a senior deserves.
Yeah, yep. And my last senior is Hannah Pratt. She's been my 4-year starter on my varsity volleyball team, and it's hard to believe that she's a senior. I still don't consider her a senior. So she's my one that I missed, but she's actually running libero this year. Hannah is, and it's been great. She's been my outside hitter and wanted to step into a new role, and she's done great with it.
Okay, great. Now let's talk about the rest of the season. We did mention that success you mark it by just improving from 1 week to the next. But with that said, what else, at the end of the season, you look back and you're going to say this was a successful season because of this. What has to happen at the end of the season for it to be successful for you?
You know, I would think we would be top three in the conference, if not win it. I think we have the ability to win our conference. But, you know, with a tough conference, I would be happy 1, 2, or 3.
Okay.
But with the girls that I have, I feel like we could win the conference again this year. We are D1 this year, so our districts it's going to be tough. We're at Ann Arbor Skyline, who always has a good team. We're going to play a lot bigger schools and tougher teams. So districts is not out of reach, but we're going to have to work hard and play really well to win that.
Okay. And just before we kind of wrap things up, I know coaches always say we're taking it one match, one game, 1 week at a time. But I know there's that, because I spoke with a Northwest coach already, so I know there's that one date that's circled on your calendar. Tell us about that matchup.
Yep. So Northwest is always a huge rival in any sport that we play, and we have a cup with them that we keep track of how our sports teams are doing, and each sports team gets a point. We've had the cup since I've been here, so at least 6 years. So I know that's something that they want to get back, but that's something that our sports program wants to keep at Western.
Okay.
So that's always a huge rivalry game.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that one. Maybe get you guys on as we get closer to or after, depending on how things go. But, we really do appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been, long overdue. Girl athletes it's about time they get a little bit of recognition in here, and that's one of the goals of this show, is to talk a little bit more about girls volleyball, girls basketball, softball, and whatnot. So we appreciate
Absolutely.
You being
I
one
appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, and we look forward to having more conversations with you. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That is Kelly Mullix, the head coach for Western Volleyball, joining us here on Talk Back Jackson Sports. Fox Sports 101.9 FM.